This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, bonfire night is a time for traditional food, potatoes baked in the ashes of the fire, treacle toffee, toffee apples and sticky and sweet parkin. Well, as part of our Cook the Perfect series now, Matthew Benson-Smith from the cooking school at Dean Clough in Halifax join me to show me how it's done. I have to say, Matthew, this is one of the more straightforward recipes that we've done in our Cook the Perfect series. So tell me the key ingredients and how you're getting going.
Okay, we've got lard in this recipe, which in today's fashions and trends...
I was going to say lard!
...is something that's quite difficult to find often. And this is my great-grandma's recipe, so hence the lard coming in there. It dates back to about 1870. Mm-hmm. Lard, we've got golden syrup, demerara sugar, plain flour, we've got medium oatmeal, ground ginger... bicarbonate of soda, a pinch of salt.
Right.
Again, something that's coming in.
And all these details on our website,
yeah.
Matthew. So, you know, we can don't need to sort of follow it exactly now. But I can hear that the butter, the lard, you're using, can use butter, and syrup in the pan.
Yeah.
What about treacle? If you wanted your really dark and sticky parkin, that would be treacle, would it, rather than golden syrup?
That would be treacle, yeah. There are obviously different variations to the recipe, and... some recipes contain molasses. In the traditional Yorkshire parkin, you'd be going towards the treacle direction. And we've also the oatmeal in this one here. From a regional point of view, oatmeal was very much a Yorkshire thing.
It's just parkin, because I've seen references to Perkin, which is a Midlands thing as well, and parkin. And the name suggests a diminutive of the name Peter. Did you, Peter?
I've not heard that before, actually. I've done a lot of research on parkin. I've seen the Perkin, but I've not seen anything about
Peter. So there are regional variations then, Matthew, yeah?
Yes. Whereas in Yorkshire, we'd have, in proportion, we'd have a lot more oatmeal than flour. This recipe's got equal quantities. Where in Lancashire, you'd have a lot more flour than oatmeal, so it'd be a lot lighter. And modern-day versions of the parkin recipe are lighter still. There's some great recipes. For example, one of them on the BBC Good Food website that I noted was a James Martin one, and that's much lighter than this one here.
So can you be quite flexible with it, or is it sacrilege to mess with, you know, great-grandma's secret recipes?
I think you can be flexible with this. This is something I would adapt, because this recipe comes out a little bit drier on this one here. It's going to come stickier over the next couple of weeks. But it becomes a bit drier than a modern day one, so to speak.
So you're mixing all those dry ingredients into...
Yeah, and so now I've got the pan there with the syrup and the sugar and the lard, and a separate bowl I've got the dry ingredients going to a bowl here. So
is this taking you back now to being a little boy again and getting a slice of this off your mum?
Unfortunately, I was bred on parkin.
You don't look like you're quite slender.
Oh no, never trust the skinny chef, they say. From a young boy, we used to have parkin, and it's got followed me throughout my life, even my late teens. And I went to the forces at one stage, and I was lucky enough to be able to work at Chequers for the Prime Minister. And I remember going to see my mum. That time she was living on the East Coast in Bridlington, and she made a little pack-up to go in my little Ford Fiesta to go back.
A little food parcel.
And what did I find there? There's parkin in there again. So I said, look, mum, you know what you can do with your parkin. But yeah, it's followed me through, so...
I was going to say as well, you're traditionally eaten on a bonfire night. Has it fallen out of fashion in recent years?
I think it's one of the things that comes and goes, and I think
you're going to have to carry on there, Matthew.
It's one of those things that comes and goes, and I think it's one of those things that each year people are reminded about it again when it comes to Bonfire Night, and it gets into their minds, I think. So just mixing those together.
Right. So, there's not much skill involved in this, is there? If you don't mind me saying so. But
no,
I mean,
not
it
at
looks
all.
Like, you know, it's not too difficult to attempt.
It's very, very straightforward. So it's a good recipe to play around with because it is straightforward to do.
You've got ginger in there. Could you try other flavours, or is ginger?
Ginger's the classic, ingredient. But I wouldn't have a problem in putting a pinch of cinnamon in there. Maybe it'd be nice to put some chopped stem ginger in there, or even some grated fresh ginger, just to see how that comes through. But as a chef, unfortunately, minds are very creative. I mean, I can see this being eaten with something like a salted caramel ice cream, for example.
So it's almost like a sticky toffee. You could actually warm it up.
Yeah.
After it's, after the tin.
I mean, they talk about in a lot of recipes when you look at it from the past, and they talk about how the versatile is because it's something you can have as it comes out of the oven. And then the sort of come again thing where you can have it again in a couple of weeks' time when it's rested for a little bit and the sugars start to come out of the parking.
So it is a useful thing to have in because I was reading that, you know, it would have been like a Sunday treat years ago, but then you'd keep slices and it'd go off in your lunchbox.
Definitely, yeah, it'll stay. There's so much sugar in here that it helps it to preserve it.
Right, well, you're going to put all that into the tray and that goes into the oven.
Yeah.
You've mentioned several times about how long this keeps. I mean, when it comes out, you've got that lovely treacly smell. I can smell it now and it's all lovely and warm. But it does keep almost forever, from what you were saying.
It does
not
keep
from 1870.
Not from 1870, but it does keep for a long time. I'd say 3 weeks. Ideally, I would have my parking in 3 weeks' time. So a lot of the modern recipes are a little bit softer and lighter, so you get away with about a week or so with that. But it does keep for a long time.
Well, the great thing is, because it does keep, we've got some that you made earlier. I'm just going to take a little bit. Is this going to stick to the roof of my mouth? Because I've got to carry on speaking.
You'll be okay with this one.
Let's have a look.
Because it's only made yesterday.
Listen to that! that is like a brick.
No, this is the... This is my great-grandma's recipe. This is more of the old style. Parking years gone by was almost like a biscuit when... I've read quite a bit about parking.
Prior
to the 1600s. They even talk of the Vikings, for example, with similar sort of recipes.
Well, that's quite dry, but so you could adapt it. And all the details will be on our website later on. Matthew Benson Phillips, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.